Every time I'm standing up here, maybe it's because I can't sing and I can't play that it's... Is it on? Okay. Yeah, maybe it's because I can't sing, I can't play music instruments that I just enjoy worship. And I praise the Lord if I hear and see how the other people are using their talents. I praise the Lord for that. Good morning again, and this morning it's honestly a privilege and an honor for me once again to stand here in the pulpit and to bring God's word to you. You know, I was just saying this morning to the intercession team there when we were praying that normally if it's my turn to preach, then you know the devil, he will come to steal my joy, he will come and take away time, especially time, to really prepare myself for a sermon. But that song that you said, there's no fear in the presence of the Lord. And amen, this morning we take away all fears. And we are here because each one of us are here this morning because we have a divine appointment with our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the reason why you are here and me. We are not here just because we want to come to church. You and I are here because we have a divine appointment with our Lord Jesus Christ. You have your Bibles. You can turn to me to... Our first scripture reading will be in the last book of the Bible, Revelation 21. There is only 22 chapters of Revelation. And we will read the first 7 verses of Revelation 1. Revelation 21, from verse 1. And I know, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, who made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, This is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of living water, of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no fear in your presence. And this morning, Lord God, that we stand on your word, as your word is teaching us, that where two and three gather together in your name, you, Holy Spirit, will be among us. And therefore, Lord God, we know that you are this morning the silent listener to every thought and to every word. Father, thank you so much for a wonderful time of worshiping you, giving all to you, Lord God. Father, now I pray that you will hide me behind your cross. Father God, that you will speak through me. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that you will open our ears, that we will hear and receive only that the Holy Spirit want to say to us this morning. But Father, I pray that what is not for us, that we will just let it go. But Father, that we will really take in your word this morning. Father, I pray that you will bless this time. And Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable before you. In Jesus' name, amen. I just have another two verses from John, the book of John, chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have loved for one another. I believe that all of us know that last Thursday was Ascension Day. The day that Jesus Christ, after his death and resurrection, he walked for another 30 days on the earth, and then he ascended up into heaven. He went up into heaven to go and sit at the right hand side of his Father to intercede for you and me. Because now we have an advocate in heaven. That's the reason Jesus had to go up to heaven. But today, as we as a church gather together in celebration of this joyful event that had taken place last Thursday, it is my prayer that you and I will join our voices together with those throughout the ages here that had proclaimed, Christ is risen. He had risen indeed. Our proclamation today, dear brothers and sisters, must be one of joy. You and I must proclaim this morning with joy in our hearts, one of thanksgiving, and then one of hope. This morning one of our brothers said that if there's no hope, there's no life. And we need to have that hope. These events, you and I must see as the ultimate power of God's love. A love that it motivates the one and only Son of God to go to the cross for you and me, to die, to rise again, and to ascend it up into heaven. What glorious opportunity you and I have this morning in celebrating this amazing love of Jesus Christ. You and I are here this morning. You and I have an opportunity this morning to celebrate in this joyous, joyous event that Jesus Christ, He is alive. Today, as we as a church family stand together in worshiping the Creator who loved us with an undying love. The Creator God Himself loved you and me with an undying love. And this is the example that we can see in the events of the cross. You know, God nurtures and God cares for what He had created and loved so very much. God is a father. In our church, we have a lot of young families. We see how that mothers and fathers nurtures and cares for their children. How do they make sure that if they run, they won't fall and hurt themselves. This is how God is for us. He nurtures and He cares for us as a family. I believe God Himself is the writer of this book of Revelation, because He is the only one who can wipe away all tears of our faces. He is the only one who can give us comfort if we are in need. And He is the only one who can give us a glass of water when we are thirsty. I can come alongside you, your brother, your sister, your mother and your father, but God is the only one who can really comfort you. God revealed His love for His creation in Jesus Christ, who is God with us. Jesus Christ is, since the moment that He ascended up to heaven, He is God with us, because His Spirit is with us. His spirit is within us. Jesus' life and His ministry modeled a love that knew no boundaries. A love that would not be constrained by any artificial law that we, you and me, as human beings, had created here on earth. Instead, Jesus gave His disciples the new commandment. And you know what is the new commandment? Is love one another as I have loved you. My sermon this morning is going on love. That you and I must love and care for one another. When Jesus was asked to summarize the law, He did it so by reminding His listeners. And He was referring to one verse, Luke 10:27. And He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And lastly, love your neighbor as yourself. This is a direct commandment from the Lord Jesus Christ, that you and I must love one another. Maybe there come times that we feel hatred towards another brother and sister. It doesn't have to be a biological brother or sister. Maybe there's just someone that you don't like. But this morning, dear beloved, God said, love one another. This is the commandment from Jesus Himself. He said, love one another. And Jesus Himself was advocating that love. In fact, that was a very different love that Jesus had. That was a love incarnational. That was a self-giving love. A love that don't know any boundaries. A love that is humble. A love that wants wholeness and health for His creation. That is the type of love. That is that agape love that Jesus had. This love is so different from the love of this world. Jesus explained that if His disciples practice this kind of love, they will stand out. People will know that they are different. And this is what you and I, God's children, lack today. Because if people from the world look at us, they can't see the difference in us. Because we don't have that love that Jesus is talking about. People will know that you and I are the followers of Jesus. They will know that we are bound together in a community of love. You and I that is in this church this morning, we are a community of love. Although we are from different backgrounds, from different races, from different worlds, you and I are together. We are one in Jesus Christ because you and I love Him. You and I are His children. You know, through Jesus' life, His ministry was marked the beginning of God's kingdom that was breaking into the world. God was no longer distant. In the Old Testament, if I read through the Old Testament, I feel that God was sometimes so distant from all the people. But in the New Testament, or this is what my thought is, you can have another idea about it. But in the New Testament, God is no longer, after Jesus came into this world, God is no longer distant from His creation. God was now part of His creation. By becoming part of what God had created, God could now offer you and me salvation. It was only after Jesus Christ that God could offer you and me salvation. The new way of humanity to get into the right relationship with God. But Jesus' life, His ministry and His death, and His resurrection were just that. The beginning of an amazing work here on earth. He taught His disciples that they must continue on the work that He had begun that time 2,000 years ago. The disciples is not here anymore. You and I are here. This you and I are His disciples this morning. We need to carry on the work that Jesus has started on this earth. And this is to model, to demonstrate love towards one another. He taught them that they should live in a community of people whose love was modeled of God's kingdom to all who saw it. And if people walk in our church, they need to see the love. They need to see that we, you and I, care for one another. Many, many people look at God's people today. They look at a Christian church today and see nothing but a loving community who cannot model out God's love. So many times we're coming in a church building, we're sitting there and we're sitting with an unforgiving heart towards our sister, our brother, our aunt, our parent, our father, our mother. Maybe if you are one of those people this morning, the Holy Spirit is speaking directly to you. It's time that we need to make right. It's time, brothers and sisters, that we need to show and model the love that Jesus Christ has talked about. It's because of love that He died on the cross. It's because of love that He died. Why can't you and I give that kind of love? You know, with all the infighting and dividing of churches into more and more denominations, we as God's children do not stand out from the world anymore. Because the love which we have to show to the world is busy fading away. Because we are fighting, there's so much fighting. And I was thinking of, I'm coming from Rehoboth, a little town south from here. And this is happening there. The in-church fighting, the endless talking about theology and everything, and love is totally fading away. Because we become too busy with the things of this world. With all the arguing over who has the right understanding of God's word, it is hard to see how God's children are any different from the world in which we live. We have lost the sight of the new commandment to love in a self-giving way, to love in humility. Even though that we are humiliated because we love, we have to love. To love even when it means great, great personal sacrifice. This is what Jesus did. He had a great personal sacrifice, even God Himself. He had a great personal sacrifice. He had to sacrifice His only beloved Son so that this love can be demonstrated. This love is not a love that seeks to be proven right. It is not a love that expects reward. Don't think because I love you, I don't need anything in return from you. I just need your love. That's all. Love don't expect any rewards. It's a simple love. It's a love given freely in hope that others may become whole and complete. You know, dear brothers and sisters, why we have so many broken people out there? Because you and I, who can model this love, we don't model that love anymore. That's why the world is in a state like that. We become so concerned with our own cares and our own problems, our own hurt, that we don't look at the other one anymore. That we have lost sight of God's calling to live in a community that stands out as a beacon in this world. Jesus' new commandment to His disciples, call them to live in a loving community. The scriptures in Revelation give a vivid description of what the final community, the new heaven and the new earth will be like. Listen what said God Himself, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God, made ready as a bride adorned for a husband. And those of you who were married, you will know how beautiful, how adorned your bride was that day for your wedding. I believe that my wife was the most beautiful bride that ever was ever on I ever seen. So just see that we are old now. You know, we are not as beautiful as we was 30 years ago. But anyway, she was so beautiful. And this is how that our new Jerusalem will look like. Beautiful like a bride adorned for a husband. With this new setting, the new Jerusalem, the city where God will dwell with God's people. That is the best. In that beautiful new Jerusalem, there God will dwell with His own people. There will no more tears. There will no more pain. Because you and I are there with God. Here God will do away with everything that was robbing His creation of wholeness. There in the new Jerusalem, there will be life joyful, vibrant and full. And as we continue to celebrate in worshiping as a community, let us stand together. We are in the same way reminded of our Christian calling to make ourselves known as Christ followers by the love that we must show to our fellow brothers and sisters. If you claim this morning that you are a child of God, if you claim this morning that you know the love of God, then you have to go and model it out to the world out there. We are called to imagine a world in which God is able to make all things new, including our hearts, so that we should live as examples of God's giving, God's love, life-changing love. But God calls us to work alongside Him to make it a reality. We can't do it on our own. We have to ask God. We have to plead with Him so that He can come alongside us to make that possible. God calls us to be agents of God's love. We are called to continue to work with Jesus. We may reason that we are merely human beings struggling to know God. I know that what I have said in the beginning, that the enemy is there and he will try to kill, he will try to put all the wrong things in our mind. But in the same way, we are called to a life in joyful response of God's generous, graceful love. So the question this morning is, how could we, you and I, ever be agents of God's love in this world? Our world is so desperately in need of a loving community. It needs a Christian community, a community of fundamental love. That's what you and me, as believers in Jesus Christ, is for. And that is what our individual churches must do. We must work together to develop a Christian community which can spread the good news throughout the world. What matters here today is no theology. What matters here today is no politics. What matters is our love for one another. All that matters is our love and our commitment to one another in building up the body of Christ through us. Together, you know what? Together you and I can form a global community of love that will bind all people together. We can start here in our little church. We can start here with just the few of us here this morning. We don't need the whole of Windhoek or Rehoboth or wherever. We, you and I, can start here this morning. And by this, we will be able to see the helpless desperation that is all around us, in our cities, in our towns, and in the world. That's the kind of fundamental love I believe that God wants to see here in our city. I believe that the reason why you and I are here today is because we love each other, what I said in the beginning, but most importantly, because of our love for God. And I believe that we want very much, and I believe we want very much for that love to be the center of our existence. I want this love to be the center of my existence. As a community committed to spreading the good news of God, the awesome love of His Son Jesus Christ throughout the world. God is like a loving parent, a welcoming sibling, and a spirit that gives all life to all creation. God is the creator. God is the redeemer and the sustainer of it all. Without God, there is nothing. God is all of this, and yet God is bigger than any description that we can give Him. This God, who is immeasurable, desires community with each and every part of His creation. God loves to have that community with you and me. Humanity is but one part of God's creation, you and I. And yet, it is a part that God made in His own image. It's only you and I, human beings, that God has made in His own image. It is also the only part of His creation that God has given the responsibility over the rest of His creation to care for and to be stewards of what He has made. And humanity, you and I, human beings, are also the only part of God's creation which God has given the ability of a free will to choose or to refuse communion with Him or with one another. You and I, God has given us a free will. We can decide. I don't want to have communion with Him. I don't want to have nothing to do with her or whatever. It is your decision, no one else. This is a very choice. By this free will, this is a very choice where sin and evil entered into God's perfect creation because of the free will. Because that when we have started to do the wrong things. Because He wants you and me to be willing, choose the part of His community. But praise God that praise the Lord that through Jesus' life, His death and His resurrection, sin and its effects has conquered for all humanity. Because of His death and His resurrection, sin has now conquered on the cross. And now we are able to know about God. And we, you and I, are able to know about God's nature and God's desire to be in a communion with us because of the Holy Spirit working within us. Through the work of the Holy Spirit and through the scriptures, we can learn of God's steadfast love for all of His creation. I want to close with this. Through Jesus' life, His work, His death, and His resurrection, we have the supreme example of what it means to be a child of God. God called us. God called you and me this morning to be followers of Jesus Christ. We need to be the example in speaking out for those who have no voices. We have to speaking out for those who are often overlooked. So you and me must go out this week. I want you to listen clearly. You and me must go out this week and speak out for those who have no voices. You and I need to go out and speak out for that little children, the old and the lonely, who can't speak out for themselves. By loving God and our neighbor, we should seek and share God's love with all who know it. As God's love and cares for His creation, so we are called to do the same. Christian ministry means sharing God's love with all whom we encounter with in a daily life. This is a Christian, this is the Christian ministry that God has called you and me to. God's love and it requires that we seek justice and wholeness for all of God's creation. Through the working of God's Spirit within us, we are called to work to build God's kingdom here on earth, with the blessed hope that one day God's kingdom will be realized by those who didn't know Jesus Christ. God will bring a new heaven and a new earth, and then everyone will know of God's love Even those who don't know God, they will also know about God's love. This will be a time of true communion with God. A time when sin and death will have no more power over God's creation. And now we are called to be agents of God's love, so that our life can help bring God's kingdom of wholeness and health for everyone in our town and in the rest of this world, but also for everyone in our own homes. I know it's long already, but I really have to close, and I really pray that the scriptures that I want to read to you now, Romans 12 is a few verses that I want to read to you. I just want to read these verses to you, and as I read it to you, I just want you to take it in and ponder it in your heart, and then we can close. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Persevering in tribulation. Devoted to prayer. Contributing to the need of the saints. Practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far, as it is depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My dear beloveds, I want to encourage you this week to acknowledge him in every aspect of what you are doing, in every aspect of your life, so that he can direct your steps. May God bless his word in each of our hearts, and may his grace be plentiful in our lives. As the worship team is coming up, if you feel this morning you need prayer, we can pray for you. You don't have to say anything. You can just come forward if you feel that you lack of this love that I was talking about. Come forward and we can pray for you. Please. There's people that will pray. If you don't feel this morning that you need prayer, if you go out here today, I pray that this word will stay by you. Stay with you. That you will go, that you will intercede by yourself and ask God to change your heart. Give love to those who really are in need of love. Amen.
Forgiven, because you were forsaken.